夫妻之间最重要的两件事是两个 C。
The last session we talk about the most important thing between husband and wife is the two C's, the
英文就是 commitment 跟 communication， 中文就是委身与沟通。
So in English it is commitment and communication.
我们刚才已经讲到委身这一方面。
So just now we already touched on the topic of commitment.
我们这一堂呢要讲到夫妻之间的沟通。
So today, this session, we're going to talk about the communication between husband and wife.
夫妻之间的沟通是一个非常重要的课题。
Communication is a very, very important topic.
我们用很多的时间在我们各行各业学习。
In many other professions and areas of our life, we spend a lot of time on learning to communicate.
我们在我们自己的专业上面一直不断地求进步。
In our own career, we will try to strive to be better.
但是我们就是没有好好学习怎么样与别人说话。
And yet, unfortunately, most of the time we have not learned try to be speaking better with other people.
我们不知道怎么样把自己的意思用一个最合适的态度、最合适的时间、最合适的内容来向对方沟通。
We don't know how to present our ideas in the best time possible, in the best way possible.
在美国，一位很有名的基督徒的家庭辅导。
In America, there's a very famous family counselor.
他叫 Jay Adams.
And Mr. J. Adams.
那么他讲过这样一句话，他说在家庭生活当中，沟通是最重要。
And he has said this within a family life, communication should be the most important.
他提到沟通呢，是建立人跟人之间良好关系所必须的。
So communication is the most important thing between a good relationship between two persons.
不但是建立两人的关系，而且是维持两人的关系。
Not just to build up, but to perfect and keep up the relationship.
他特别提到说，夫妻之间除非有成功的沟通，很难维持亲密的关系。
He said, unless between a husband and a wife that there is a good communication, it's very hard to maintain this intimate relationship.
你会发现，一男一女当他在谈恋爱的时候。有说不完的话。
You realize that when a girl and a boy, a man and a lady, they're in love, they're courting each other, they have lots of words to say to each other.
但是曾几何时，结婚以后，话越来越少。
But yet, after they got married, words dwindle.
当孩子来的时候，有很多话题是集中在孩子身上。
When children comes, there are many words and topics about the children.
但是等到孩子离开以后，曾几何时，对方变成陌生人。
And yet, after the children grown and left, that we became strangers to each other.
我们说冰冻三尺，非一日之寒。
That we said. Therefore, ice block to build up to be so big, it doesn't take just one day.
所以，夫妻如果长久不会学习这个沟通，是。一个长时间的积下来的累积的结果。
So we are not continuously building this. It is an effect after a while.
那个 Dwight Small 也讲过这样一句话。
Mr. Dwight Small has also said something after this.
他讲到说婚姻的核心就是一套沟通的系统。
That within the center of a family is this communication system.
他说要看一对夫妇他们的婚姻是不是快乐幸福呢是从他们谈话的深度来衡量
To know or to see whether a couple is a happy married couple you can tell from the way they talk to each other the depth of the communication
有很多夫妇没有话讲
Many couples do not have words to say to each other
有很多夫妇有话讲但是讲的都是一些很不重要的话
Many couples have a lot of words to say to each other, but of no significance.
到底两夫妇之间沟通的深度是什么？是来决定夫妻之间的关系。
So the depth of their talk, their communication, their conversation decides how the relationship of the couple is.
圣经里头有很多的经文是讲到言语沟通方面。
There are many verses in the Bible talking about communication.
当我们讲到说话的艺术跟技术的时候
When we're talking about the art of communication and the technique
我们发现圣经很多地方都有教导。
And we realize that there are many places in the scripture have teaching concerning them.
虽然我们是基督徒，这些经文也很熟，可是我们在夫妻的方面，我们很少去应用。
Even though we are Christians and we might know our scripture real well, but a lot of times within our family, within our relationship between a husband and wife, we do not practice that.
我就很简单的提到在箴言里面有这样的经文。
Okay, in Proverbs.There's verses like this.
在箴言里面，十五章
，Proverbs 15,
第一节说，回答柔和使怒消退。
Verse 1 said, a gentle answer turns away wrath.
言语暴力触动怒气。
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
智慧人的舌散发知识，愚昧人的口吐出愚昧。
The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spout folly.
第四节说，温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
And verse 4 it said, a soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit.
我也很喜欢箴言第十二章第十八节。
I also like Proverbs 12 verse 18 very much.
说说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为义人的良药。
So there is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
夫妻在讲话的时候，你会发现很多的夫妇是唇枪舌剑。
A lot of times you know that we are the husband and wife when they talk to each other, they are really fighting with their lips.
他们的舌头就像这个箴言十二章所说的，好像刀在刺人。
So the tongue is just like what the scripture says. It's like sword that thrusting into people's heart.
真的是。会造成离婚，常常就是从嘴巴开始。
A lot of times they will start from the lips where the divorce is.
但是智慧人的舌头却能够医人。
But yet the tongue of the wise brings healing.
如果是一个智慧的丈夫，当他太太非常忧伤难过的时候，他用智慧的舌头来医治她。
So a wise husband, if he can just watch, if the wife is being sad and angry, that he can heal with his wise tongue.
一个智慧的妻子，当丈夫最灰心的时候，她可以用她智慧的话给他鼓励，来医治他。
Likewise, a wise wife would do the same when her husband is down, that she would heal him with her wise words.
神的话。不是放在书架上，是应用在我们每天的生活当中。
God's word is not for being put on the shelves, but is to be used in our practical daily lives.
当我们每一次讲到生活专题的时候，我们要把神的话拿出来应用。
Every time when we talk about daily practical lives, we need to bring out God's word and use it.
夫妻之间的沟通是一个最重要的事情。
So communication between husband and wife is the most important thing.
但是当你讲到沟通的时候，有几个基本的条件。
Yeah, when we're talking about communication, there are a few very important points.
如果我们没有这些条件的话，可能很难有沟通的事实。
But if we do not worry about these few points, it's going to be very hard to have a real, true communication.
那么这些条件呢？我先讲。讲完了以后，我们再讲下面更实际的实行的部分。
I'm going to talk about just mention a few points about it, and then I will expand on it later.
夫妻要沟通，第一个条件。
The first point that we need to realize is,
就是时间
，time，
一定要肯花时间，夫妻才能够讲到沟通。
We can only communicate if we can spend time together.
今天的社会就是忙这个字来描写。
Today the society is characterized with the word busy.
我们忙到一个地步，我们没有时间跟我们的配偶沟通。
We are busy up to a point that we do not have any time to talk to our mates.
我们也忙到一个时候，我们精疲力尽，我们也不想沟通。
And it's up to a point that we are so busy that we are so tired that we do not want to communicate.
有一次我是看一本解经的书。讲到今天这个忙的事情。
One time I was talking about a book that explained the Bible, and it's talking about this word busy.
我没有想到那个作者在一本解经的书，一个 commentary 里头，他提到在美国的一个调查的报告。
I didn't realize that the author within the commentary of the Bible would have mentioned a survey in America.
他说在美国，一对夫妇一个礼拜七天，平均根据调查。 他们沟通的时间是35分钟。
That according to survey, in America, each couple, each week, 7 days a week, the only time they really spend communicating with each other is not only 35 minutes, it's about 35 minutes.
当我读到这边的时候，我想35分钟，我把它除以7，发现一天他们夫妇只有谈五分钟的话。
So I divided 35 minutes by 7 days in a week, and I realized there are only 5 minutes that husband and wife spend on each other.
我觉得这是不可思议的事情。
Like, it's just unbelievable.
怎么可以两夫妇一天只有讲五分钟话？
How can a husband and wife only talk to each other 5 minutes a day?
我回想到我们在结婚以前讲两个钟头话好像还不够。
And I realized, you know, I remembered that before we got married, that we can talk 2 hours and this is nothing.
那我们也会记得那些谈恋爱的在美国在家里面，你会发现他们电话一拿起来，一个钟头也是不够。
And also in here, you realize every time you pick up the phone, you talk more than an hour and it still seems not to be enough.
所以我说这是不可能的，五分钟未免太少了。
So I said, this is impossible. How can that be? 5 minutes a day, this is too little.
第二天我见到一个姐妹的时候，我就迫不及待地说，你相不相信美国的夫妇一天只讲话五分钟。
So next day when I saw another lady, I just couldn't wait to ask her, do you believe that in America the couples only spend 5 minutes talking to each other?
她就说这有什么稀奇。
And she looked at me and said, what's so unbelievable about it?
我已经两天没有跟我先生说话了。
I haven't talked to my husband for 2 days.
她说因为我们两个人都在上班，然后一个早出一个晚归，一个是晚出一个早归。
We are both working together with different shifts. One goes out in the morning, comes back at night, and I goes out at night and come back in the morning.
他说我又要 shopping 又要看孩子，我哪里有时间说话，我们见了面就只有打个招呼而已。
He said, I have to do all the shopping and take care of the children and the house, so all we do is greet each other hi.
那但是我们如果要传话的时候呢，我们就贴一个 note 放在冰箱上。
We don't want to talk to each other. We just put notes on to each other on the refrigerator.
比如晚饭在冰箱里。
Just like dinner is in the refrigerator.
两天都没有机会跟他讲话了。
So 2 days they do not have a chance to talk to each other.
如果我们没有付上时间，夫妻实在很难沟通。
If we do not give time to each other, it's very hard to communicate.
前天我到一个人家里去，有一个妻子就向我发怨言。
I went to visit another family 2 days ago, and the wife complained to me.
因为我正在跟她交通的时候，小孩子就在旁边吵来吵去，一直跑来跑去。
Because I was fellowshipping and talking with her, and all the children were running around.
结果后来她就大声地叫她的丈夫。
So she was screaming. Finally, she screamed to her husband.
我说你干什么要这么大声
？I said.Why do you have to scream?
他说因为每一次我的丈夫打开电视机的时候，他的眼睛好像有胶跟这个电视粘住了。
Because my husband, every time he turns on the TV, it looks like it's glued right there.
他说所以小孩子他完全不管，他说像现在有客人来，他也不照顾小孩。
So he does not know anything that is around him now that I have company, and he would not even bother with the taking care of the children.
所以眼睛整天粘着电视机，怎么可能有时间沟通？
So if your eyes are glued to the TV set, how do you have time to communicate?
Boston 是一个电脑的中心。
Boston is a computer center city.
所以很多人家都是有电脑，而且也是在电脑公司工作。
So many people work in the computer company, also they have computers at home.
那么我们中国人就是非常努力兢兢业业的这些专业人员。
So we have a lot of Chinese that are just so hardworking and in his own job.
白天在公司里面很努力，晚上回到家里还是拼命的努力。
So in the daytime they work very hard in his office, and yet come home they still work very hard.
因为家里还有电脑还可以工作。
So at home they have another computer, they can still keep on working.
所以有一次有一个姊妹告诉我说，李师母你知道不知道我们都是电脑寡妇。
So one time a wife just talked to me and said, Mrs. Lee, do you realize we are the widow of this computer?
有一个在纽约很成功的一个外科医生。
There's a very famous surgeon.
那么事业非常的成功。
His career is very successful.
但是呢 他有一个很麻烦的事情，就是他的太太呢就是一直就是有神经衰弱的毛病。
But there is one thing that bothered him is his wife often had a problem with mental weakness.
所以呢只好就到处找医生看他太太的病。
So they look for doctors everywhere to heal her.
不但 在没有好，最后他怎么样呢？岳母请来家里住陪女儿。
So finally they have to take her mother-in-law to come and take care of this daughter.
还是没有什么进步，最后就去找了一个很好的一个心理医生。
So still there was no help, and so finally one day they find a psychiatrist.
那个心理医生开了一个药方。
The psychiatrist gave her a prescription.
给他
a prescription.
他说，我知道你是一个很成功的医生，但是我请你每一个礼拜有一个晚上，带你的太太在纽约大都会去看一个戏。
大都会是什么？
Broadway show.
He said, I know you are a very successful man, but each week, one night a week, I would like you to take your wife to see a Broadway show.
这个药方不太难哈，那么所以，但是呢，对于一个很忙很忙的医生来讲，的确是一个相当大的牺牲。
Seems like this is not a very hard chore to do, but for a very famous and successful surgeon, this is a very big sacrifice.
但是为了治太太，他就真的就每一个礼拜有一个晚上带太太去看戏。
But yet in order to make his wife well, so he did take the time to do that.
几个月下来，他的太太不知不觉的这个神经衰弱的病就好了。
And a few months later, somehow his wife was healed.
需要时间，夫妻需要花时间给对方。
So husband and wife need to spend time on each other.
对于教养下一代也是一样。我们今天可以把什么东西都给我们的孩子，但是就没有把时间给他。
This is the same principle that can be applied to raising our children. We can give them all kinds of things, but yet a lot of times we don't give them our time.
第二个条件是坦诚。
The next point that we need to know about communication is honest or openness.
夫妻如果彼此还不坦诚的话，很难沟通。
If even between the husband and wife there is no openness between them, then it is very hard to communicate.
有的夫妇结了婚以后还要有分开来的这个银行的 account.
Yeah, many husband and wife after they've been married, they still have to have separate account in the bank.
一次我就问说，到底这个有什么好处？
So one time I asked exactly what's the good about this.
那有的人真的理由实在很充分，我也很了解。
And some of them have very, very valid reasons, and I understand it.
但是有的人告诉我说，万一有一天他变了心。这里有一个保障。
Well, but some of them told me that one day, in case he does change his heart and mind, that I have at least this security here.
有一次，有一个丈夫，他跟我们发怨言说，我最受不了一件事情，就是每一次我在书房或在客厅接电话的时候，我就听到卧房里面我太太也拿起听筒。
One time, my husband talked to us. The thing that really bothered him, he said.It's every time I picked up a phone, whatever phone that comes in, that I can hear that in the bedroom, somebody else is picking up the phone to know who is calling.
那么我们就问他的太太说，为什么你要做这样的事？因为我们是一起在跟他们夫妇一起谈。那么我们问太太，为什么你要这样做？那太太就说，因为他从来不告诉我他在外面做什么，所以我只有偷听他的电话。
Since we are counseling and talking together, so we asked the wife, why does she do that?And she said, it's because he never tells me anything that he does outside. So I have to find out from the phone calls.
夫妻之间应该没有秘密。
There shouldn't be any secrets between a husband and wife.
当然，我说是应该，正常的情形下应该没有秘密。
What I said is in the normal condition, we should not have any secret.
但是我知道有一些特别的情形是有秘密，比如说，有的丈夫发现他太太有一个绝症，他为了要保护他，他没有告诉他有这种事情的。
Yet I realize that there are some special circumstances that there is secret that something is kept from the other. Like for example, if the husband find out that his wife has certain kind of disease, that but he, in order to protect her, he might try to hide it from her.
夫妻之间要坦诚，要能够讲开。
So between husband and wife, we need to be open with each other.
有一次，有一对夫妇去检查身体，那个太太查完了身体以后，发现她得到一种病，就是现在在美国常常有人提到的这种骨头的一种病，是一种不能医治，叫做 multiple sclerosis.
One time, a couple they went to have their checkup together, and the wife found out that. She had multiple sclerosis. It's a bone disease that is not going to heal.
而且就是说，过了好多年以后，慢慢慢慢，这个病就会出来，她就会死掉。
And this is a disease that will progress in the years coming, and then eventually it leads to death.
那么这个太太。她是为了这事情心里很沉重。
So because of this, this wife is just very heavy-hearted.
有一天，她就很坦白的跟她的先生说。
So one day, she openly and honestly told her husband about this.
她说：“既然我有这个病，有一天我就要离开，对你也没有好处，所以不如现在，我们就离婚，你再去找一个健康的妻子。”
She said, "Eventually, my disease will lead to death, and we'll have to separate anyway. Why don't we get a divorce now that you can still marry somebody that is healthy?"
但是那个先生就拉住那个太太，他说：“你记不记得我们结婚的时候的誓言？”
But this wife, this husband, just put his arm around his wife and said, "Do you still remember the vows we took when we were getting married?"
我们在结婚的时候说，不管是健康或者是生病。只有死把我们分开。
We had said to each other that whether it be health or in sickness, only death can separate us.
我不会忘记我结婚的誓言，所以我要跟你一直一辈子走下去。
He said, "I will not forget my promise and my vows to you in the wedding, so I will go on with you till the end."
他们能够很坦诚地沟通。
So they can be frank and honest with each other.
第三个条件 condition。
And the third condition is
需要勇气
is courage.
夫妻之间的沟通需要勇气
Between the communication between husband and wife needs courage.
特别是中国人
especially Chinese.
因为中国人很含蓄
because we're pretty reserved.
我们中国人有这个含蓄的美德。
Yeah, very being conservative and reserved.
所以我们有常常就是尽在不言中。
So this virtue makes us kind of talk that it seems like it's all in there, but it's not out there.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, 就不用讲，就反正你知道就好了。
So it seems like that. Oh, well, I don't have to say it as long as you know it.
但是呢，连这个爱的表达都需要勇气的。
And yet, to even to express our love for each other, we need courage.
向对方用口头表达爱。对中国人来讲是需要勇气的。
So for the Chinese to express your love orally, you know, speakingly, is very hard. Takes courage.
那个是讲到结婚以后，结婚以前很会表达，结婚以后就不太会表达。
I am just talking about after the marriage. Seems like there is no problem before marriage.
有一次我在这个我们教会的成人主义学婚姻与家庭这个班上面讲。
One time I was speaking to my own adult Sunday school class that talking about family and marriage, and I said this.
我说我们不要吝啬向我们的配偶示爱，不要吝啬。
We shouldn't be too modest in that sense to tell our mate about our love.
他们就说已经结婚了，他知道我爱他就好了，还要再讲什么
？Well, we are already married, and he knows I love her, so why should we still talk about it?
不要吝啬。今天做妻子的也好，做丈夫也好，要向对方表达爱，用勇气来告诉他你爱他。
We need to be generous. We need to be courageous to tell each other about our love for each other.
不要说不好意思啦，已经老夫老妻了，何必呢
？You know, those are all Chinese words, but just you know, just say it.
所以表达爱需要勇气。
So to really express our love for each other needs courage.
还有面对两个人之间的问题需要勇气。
Another thing is when we face a problem within each other, we need courage.
有很多也是中国人的美德，就是中国人喜欢忍耐，会忍。
This is another virtue of the Chinese that we can endure, we can suffer.
所以呢，我们就对一些问题发生的时候，我们就把它忍下来。
So the ability to suffer is causing us to, when things happen, we are just going to bear with it.
我们就不讲。
So we don't talk about it.
但是你看这个中国字“忍”字是怎么写的
？And yet we look at this Chinese character for this bear or
patience.
这个“忍”字是怎么写的？在心的上面有一把刀子。
The character on top is the word for a knife, And the bottom is your heart.
在心的上面有一把刀子。
So above our heart there is the knife.
所以忍耐不是个办法，因为总有一天会出事。
Actually, to be patient and endure is not always a good method.
只是单单的忍，把一些问题一直用忍来解决，不是一个办法。
You only bear with it and not really get to the problem.Is not a way to solve it.
在过去25年侍奉的年日当中，我们辅导过许多的家庭。
In the last 25 minutes of our ministry serving the church,
we
25 years.
In the last 25 years that I'm serving, we have been counseling a lot of people.
我们发现有夫妻之间有问题，用忍，最后有两个结果。
And that we realize that if between a husband and wife, when they have problem, all they use is the patience and to endure, there is two results.
一个呢，就是忍忍忍忍到有一天火山爆发。
So one is you patient and bear with it until one day, it's just an explosion.
那个火山爆发像这个 Saint Helen, Mount Saint Helen 那样大爆。
It's just like the Mount Saint Helen, the big explosion.
那就糟得不可收拾。
So there's nothing to pick up.
第二个结果呢，就是我看到有许多忍到最后精神崩溃。
And then the other kind of case is finally, after they bear with it so long and be patient, they ended up to be mental disorder.
所以忍不是一个解决，当然我们对一些事情我们要学习忍，这是一个好的。但是对一些真正的问题，忍不是解决的吧？要用勇气来面对。
To be patient, yes, in some circumstances is very appropriate. But yet, when we're dealing with the problem and with the big things, we need to have courage to deal with it.
还有夫妻沟通需要勇气的另外一点，就是夫妻有的时候是在冷战当中不讲话，冷战当中需要勇气来打破僵局。
Another reason why we need to be courageous to communicate is a lot of times we end up in a cold war. We just do not talk to each other, and we need to have courage to break through that.
那个打破僵局的那一个人就是最勇敢的人。
The one that break this barrier is the one that's most courageous.
很多时候我们就是赌气，你不讲我也不讲，看谁输。
A lot of times we just pout in our own each corner and see who wins.
就看谁先讲话的人输，事实上是谁打破僵局那个人最勇敢。
Often times we'll just say who will break down first to talk, that's the one that lose, but actually the one that speaks first is the one that has the most courage.
所以夫妇要沟通需要勇气。
So for husband and wife to really have good communication, we need to have courage.
有很多夫妇结婚了10年20年，有一些问题一直藏在里头不敢面对。
There are many husband and wife that have been married 10 years, 20 years. There's still some problems within them that they have not been talking about.
因为他们没有勇气来面对。
Because they do not have courage to face the problem.
第四个条件，
The fourth condition,
就是需要学习。
That we need to learn, to be willing to learn.
夫妻之间的沟通是需要学习。
This communication between husband and wife has to be learned.
夫妻的沟通不但是一种艺术，也是一种技术。
It's not just an art, it's also a technique.
那讲到沟通的学习的时候呢，我们就想到夫妻的沟通，有一些话是不该说的，有一些话是应该说的。
So when we're talking about communication between husband and wife, we know there are words, some of the words that need to be spoken, but yet there are some that shouldn't be.
夫妻吵架好不好？
Is it good to argue?
吵架好不好？
Is it good to argue?
这里有人说好，有没有人说不好？
Some say yes. Is that somebody say no?
有的人一听到说夫妻吵架，就说：“哎呀，我们不要吵架，吵架不好。”
Some people just say when once they heard that people are arguing, then they say, "Oh, we shouldn't argue."
事实上呢，吵架是沟通的一种形式。
Actually, in reality, to argue is one way of communicating.
但是吵架的结果就是看你怎么吵，结果完全不同。
And yet the outcome of this argument is really depends on how you handle the argument.
因为会吵的人是吵完了以后夫妻的关系更好。
Those that know how to argue is the one that end the argument with really better, even better relationship between husband and wife.
不会吵架的人吵完一次就关系就破坏一次。
But those that do not know how to argue is the one that each time
天一小吵，五天一大吵。
Many couples get divorces because they have been just fighting with each other, little fights in a few days, and then another big fight.
到最后，他们实在没有办法住在同一个屋顶下面，只好分手。
Eventually, they just cannot bear with each other, and so they just have to separate.
但是可以说世界上找不到一对不吵架的夫妇。
And I can tell you though that you cannot find a couple in the world that is has not been arguing.
所以呢，我下面要讲到的，也许有些人已经听过，但是我们觉得还是值得提醒，就是怎么样吵架。
So now next we're going to touch on the topic that maybe some of you already heard it or have known it is how to fight, how to argue.
那么在怎么样吵架的时候，我们要讲到吵架有一些不应该讲的话，我们就要请李牧师讲吵架十戒。
We're going to talk about what we should not say to each other when we argue and fight, and we're going to definitely to do that.She's going to transfer that to me, and now it seems like to be the worst topic.
在最近这几年，我们在，你是很可怜了，他讲你翻我讲你还要站在这里，最近这几年我们在北美洲，那么最近半年我们在台湾，那么被人看为是专门替人解决家庭问题的专家，我们实在觉得很不配。
Well, lately I have been recognized, or we have been recognized together in either in the United States or in Taiwan as someone that was help solve the marriage problem. We just feel a little bit unworthy of this title.
但是我们觉得这一方面的侍奉和需要非常的迫切，非常的大。
And then we realize the need in this area is very big.
我已经不受外面看弟兄姊妹手牵着手勾这个肩搭着肩，以为他们就很幸福，我已经不受骗了。现在。
I'm no longer got confused with just people walking hand in hand and they, you know, hands on their shoulder. That we will just assume that they have a good marriage.
我也不认为在教会当执事、当长老，甚至当传道人，就一定在夫妻的问题上免疫。我也不相信这件事情。
And I also refuse to believe that being a preacher in the church or elders and deacons that we will be void of these problems.
所以我们越来越深的发现，这个需要是很迫切。
So more and more we are realizing that this need of counseling in this marriage area is very important.
在抛砖引玉的前提之下，我们就大胆的接受这一方面的挑战，在各地就立这一类的聚会。
And so in order to bring out even more attention from other people, so we are willing to go and lead seminars like this everywhere.
所以我们曾经做了一套的录影带。那么专门是关心夫妇这一方面的问题。
We have produced a set of videotapes, especially talking about the problems between husband and wife.
那么许多专题我们也在各地都讲过，所以可能你们在一些录影带或者录音带听过这一些专题。
So there are many topics, special topics we already have touched on, and maybe you have already seen it in videotape or heard it over cassette tapes.
那么这一些呢，我想对我们都会有帮助。
So all these would be helpful to all of us.
刚才提到吵架十戒。
So just now we talk about the Ten Commandments of argument.
那么我以下放的这些 transparency 是我们教会一位在哈佛大学教书建筑系教书的一位老师替我画的。
These cartoons that I'm going to put on the board was drawn by an architect that is studying in Harvard.
No, teaching
in Harvard.
不，他其实是哈佛建筑系的一个教授。
He is a professor in the architectural department.
刚才师母讲到冰冻三尺非一日之寒，这个冰冻那么厚，不是一天促成的。
Yeah, you know, just now Mrs. Lee already mentioned, in order for an icebox to form, it does not take only one day of coldness there.
很多时候人家来参加我们的聚会，以为解冻三尺可以以一日之热来解冻，其实不然。
And then many people came and thinking that to melt this icebox is going to just take one day of the heat.
在我们教会有一个特别的团契，我猜是所有我去过的教会所没有的。
In our church, there is one special fellowship group that I guess that there is none other like this in the States.
那么这个团契的活动在我们教会的周报也从来不登的。
And the activities that this group has is never been posted on our bulletins.
就是我们教会的离婚者的团契。
And this is a group for the divorcees.
我发现在教会里面有一些人普遍的。被人当成 second class citizen。
I realized that there is a group of people that have been treated in the church as second-class citizens.
那么这些人呢，如果在教会里面热心一点侍奉，马上就有阻力，马上就有批评，马上就有一些对他们不高兴的话传出来。
Oftentimes, when this group of people started to serve in the Lord a little bit more enthusiastically, oftentimes there will be words about them that come.
但是我发现今天普遍教会里面没有办法来帮助这些离婚者。
But I can see that in most of the churches, they do not have really good ways to help to minister to this group of people.
我发现这些离婚的人越来越孤单，越来越在教会里面抬不起头来。
So these people that had gone through divorce, they are becoming more lonesome and more lonely in the church. They seem like they cannot raise their head.
所以这几年我在教会里面非常注意这些信了主以后结婚，或者是离了婚以后信主的这样的一些人。
So I have been really paying some attention to some of this group of people that have gotten a divorce after they have been coming to church or they have divorced and then believed Jesus.
不过今天我不在这里跟大家谈到教会对离婚的看法。
But today that's not what I'm going to talk about, what church feels about divorce.
但是我提出这样的一个挑战，我觉得这是很重要的一个题目，这个题目的需要会越来越需要在教会的里面。
But I'm going to raise one topic that is very important and is becoming more important in the church.
在跟我们教会的离婚者的团契在一起交通的时候，我对他们有个要求，我说我希望这个团契越多送旧越少迎新是最好的一个现象。
And when I communicated with this group of divorced people, I have said that I wish that there would be less new people come in and just send out the old ones.
那么我跟他们在一起的时候，几年之内我归纳一个在北美洲华人婚姻离婚的十个原因。
And I have concluded together that there are 10 reasons for the divorce among the Chinese.
我今天也不讲这十个原因，不过十个原因里面的最高的一个罪魁祸首就是 communication， 就是夫妻之间的沟通不良。
And the one most worst or what the worst condition that lead to divorce is communication between husband and wife.
传道人很喜欢收集幽默，我想这里有好几个神学生，我也鼓励你们开始收集一些幽默小品。
A lot of preachers like to collect articles of humor, so I encourage all those seminary students here to start collecting those.
我收集一个犹太人的幽默，觉得很有意思。
And I have one from the Jewish community, and I thought it was good.
有一个拉比问一个做丈夫的：“你相不相信上帝会行神迹，让一个说哑巴的太太会讲话？你信不信上帝会行这个神迹？”
Somewhere a rabbi asked a husband, "Do you believe the miracle that God can cause a wife that cannot speak speak?"
他说：“如果这样也不错，不过如果上帝能够让我很会说话的太太变哑巴，那我一定相信他行神迹。
That's pretty good, but if God can turn my wife that speaks so much into one that don't speak, I think that is a greater miracle.
Communication， 也许我应该把这个在男女平等的这个前提之下，把它改成中国人有一个笑话，一个牧师去问太太，然后让丈夫少说一点话。
Maybe I should have changed it into the Chinese content. You know, go the other way around for the Chinese husband to stop talking.
我非常非常相信，我们两个人非常非常相信一件事情：天助自助者。
And Mrs. Lee and I really believe this, that God helps those who help themselves.
我们十分相信神的工作也是如此，我们不尽本分，上帝绝不会帮助一个懒惰的人。
And I really also believe, as far as our work concerned, that if we are lazy, God will not help us in our work.
今天中国的教会基督徒很会用一些属灵的话，其实在那边做一些懒惰的事情。
Today in the Chinese Christian churches here, a lot of times we just say very diligent, very good words, but yet we are doing very lazy work.
一切交给神，完全仰望主，这些其实都是推辞本分的一些很要不得的、很属灵的话。
We can say very pretty spiritual words like everything will be up to God and He will take care of it. Actually, this is not so.
Communication 是一个 art, 是一个 skill.我觉得这是穷一生之年要学习的一样东西。
So this communication, which is an art and a skill, is lifetime learning experience.
圣经说人可以活七十，强壮可以活八十，这是一个祝福的话。
And the Bible said if a man can live 70 and he is blessed, he can live 80. That is a word of promise.
对，你们想想看，我们两个人现在已经五十了，快五十了。
But yeah, you see that both of us are almost 50.
70, 80, 你要想看还有20年、30年的时间。
So we're talking about living 70 years or 80 years. We're still talking about 20 to 30 years.
再加上李师母刚才讲到，我们现在已经进入空巢期。
And so plus, Mrs. Leo will mention that we are now in the emptiness stage.
老大大学毕业，老二现在进大二了。我们慢慢慢慢，家里面就是老夫老妻，你瞪着我看，我看着你，这样的一个时间。
So our oldest son's already graduated from university, and the second one is already in the sophomore year. So at home, we just we staring at each other.
如果我们不会 communicate， 如果我们的 communication 很差，你想想看，多可怕的事情。20年、30年，要我看他，他瞪我，你看这多惨的事情。
Can you imagine how horrible a thing to do for the next 20-30 years that we only stare at each other?
好，我们言归正传，我们看看到底这个在夫妻之间，我们应该注意的一些事情，或者说我们在吵架的时候应该避免的事情是一些什么。
So now we get back to the real topic that when we are arguing and fighting, there are a few things that we need to know. What are they?
如果各位听过。这是个很好的复习。
So if you have already listened to this, this is a very good review.
因为我们讲过很多次，每一次我在讲，我都觉得好像一根刺刺在我身上。嘿嘿，你要注意哈。所以他要我讲夫妻吵架世界，大概是因为我比较会吵架的。
Every time I talk about this problem, it seems like it's pricking at my own heart because it seems like you know she's asking me to that because I think I'm the one that is better at arguing.
我们以前讲，我们说没有不吵架的夫妻。
We have said that there is no couples that do not argue.
后来有一次找到挑战，有一对夫妻散会回来告诉我。
And yet one day we met challenge, and one day after church, a couple came to us.
那太太告诉我说，李牧师，我们就是例外，我们没有吵过架。
He said, Reverend Lee, we are the exception case. We have never fight.
哎呀，我当然对跟他道歉，对不起，对不起，对不起。
So I keep apologizing to him. I'm sorry.
所以我以后就改了，我说今天在世上少有不吵架的夫妻。
So from then on, I changed my words. I said that it's very rare that any couples do not argue.
那也是在一个退休会里面。
It was also in a retreat.
过了一天呢，那个丈夫单独来找我。
After one day, the husband came and see me alone.
他说：“李牧师，你原谅他，他忘记
了。”He said, "Please forgive her because she has forgotten."
他说：“其实我们也吵过，不过他忘记了。”
Actually, we have fought before and have argued before, but she has forgotten.
后来我用更有勇气讲这个题目。
So later on, I have even more courage to talk about this.
第一件
First.
对不起，什么？你说什么？啊，第一戒呢，就是不要在大庭广众前面吵。
Number one is not to argue in front of the public.
我觉得这是很多夫妻之间很不智慧的一个做法。
I felt like this is one very unwise things to do.
而且也是一个非常普遍的一个现象。
But yet it is a very popular, very common.Case.
我们就去分析这件事情，为什么人喜欢在大庭广众之下吵
？So I'm trying to analyze why do people like to argue in front of the public.
我发现可能有的原因是他们已经习惯是如此。
One maybe they are already used to it.
但是我发现呢，有的时候呢，不管丈夫也好，不管妻子也好，好像这一方面我们听到丈夫的 complaint 比较多哈，公开的吵的原因是喜欢拉同情票，希望有人站在我这一边。
Well, it seems like I've heard from both husband and wife, but seems like more from the husband that the reason they do it is so that they can draw some sympathy from other people.
然后要寻找一个舆论的制裁来制裁对方。
And then we'll have to find a way to really attack him.
弟兄姊妹，请注意。是丈夫也好，是妻子也好，是你的丈夫也好，是你的妻子也好，我们都有尊严。
We need to realize something, whether it be your husband or your wife, that we all have self-respect.
我们都爱面子，不管说什么，中国人爱面子，我相信全世界乌鸦一般黑，全世界的人一样爱面子。
I don't care what people we are all over the world, we all want to save our own face, we have our own respect.
在公众的面前，你看这两个人在那边就指手画脚，在那边吵，请注意，有几样事情一定要小心，一定要避免。
So you can see that those people are arguing with each other in front of that big crowd.But there are a few things we need to work.
或者说我们在这一方面要提醒自己要有进步。
That we need to remind ourselves to improve on this.
不要随随便便在你的丈夫或者妻子说话的时候插嘴。
One is not to cut in when your husband or your wife is talking.
你更不要在众人的面前纠正他。
Even worse, don't correct him.
有的时候夸大不一定是，那我们说那夸大是白谎，不一定是黑谎。
Well, sometimes exaggerating is not that bad.
哎呀，这个丈夫就盖开了哈，就吹起来了。他说：“哎呀，前几天我们去钓鱼啊，哎呀，真过瘾啊，钓的每一条鱼都那么大，都那么大。”
So his husband got a little bit carried away and excited and said that we went fishing and every fish is this big.
他说都那么大，那太太就在旁边说哪里那么大，是那么大，因为他手是这样比，他说都那么大，其实他也很诚实，就是。
You can see his fingers there. That you know, the wife would come in and say, "Oh no, not that big. How can that be?"
那太太说明明是那么大，你说他说我没有，我说是那么大，我是这样比的。所以很多时候，我的这些做丈夫的觉得很没有面子。
So oftentimes, the husband will lose their face.
有的时候，公开的奚落就更糟糕。公开的这种
Sarcasm. Okay. Sometimes, a lot of times, the open sarcasm to each other is very.
或者公开取笑他
or just laughing at each other.
有的时候我们发现参加一个聚会或者参加一个宴会回家的路上是这一对夫妻是最可怕的一段时间
A lot of time we found it on our way home after a nice party or get together. That is the worst time between the husband and wife.
这些其实有很多很多可以跟大家分享的不过呢我想就是很快的跟大家提过去第一个不要在大庭广众下面吵。
We could have gone more, but now we just remind you: the first is not to argue in public.
第二个呢，比这个稍微更具体一点，我们不要在儿女的面前吵。
The next one is more specifically: let's not argue in front of our children.
我们越来越从自己的经验和许多别人的经验的归纳，发现一个真理。
We have come to more a conclusion from our own experience, or also from the couples that we counsel.
父母的相爱是儿女安全感之所在。
The love between the couples is where the security of the children is.
其实，在我们过去夫妇的辅导，除了说不要在儿女面前吵架之外
，Yeah, in the past, you know, between in our ministry together, that other than not to argue in front of our children.
我们鼓励夫妇要在儿女的面前。相爱
We actually positively encourage them to show each other love in front of the children.
刚才说中国人很含蓄
And just now we talk about Chinese being very reserved.
夫妇两个人稍微亲热一点的时候
And so between husband and wife a little bit more affectionate.
稍微拥抱一下的时候
Just to hug each other a little bit.
那太太就拼命把丈夫推开
The wife would just push the husband away.
你哪里垮？你哪里垮？哦，小孩子在看。
The children are looking. The children are looking.
大拍一拉大塞，你这简直是在那里做坏榜样。
So, that's the reason we set a bad example.
父母亲亲热的程度要到什么程度可以给儿女看见
？How much affectionate can you be in front of the children?
这是很重要的一个问题哈。父母亲两个人相爱，你说要相爱到什么程度可以让儿女看见的那个程度
？So it is very important to realize up to what kind of stage of being affectionate to each other can you do that in front of the children?
这些年来，我想到一个结论。
These few years, I have a conclusion.
你可以让你儿女参与的程度，你夫妇就应当有那样相爱的程度。你懂我的意思吗？
对的。
OK， 让我再说一遍，就是说你可以让儿女参与的。如果有事，你们两夫妇是非常非常只有你们两夫妇相爱的那样的一个啊，我这个给一不懂，我不知道应当怎么讲。就是说，比如说我们讲的夫妇的性关系。
Well, let me start them.
Yeah.
What you're saying that if this is an action that you can let your children participate also, then do it.Like now we're talking about sex between husband and wife.
Okay, 当夫妇的性关系，那个是你们夫妇之间，不是儿女可以参与的一件事，对不对
？So the sexual relationship between the husband and wife is not something that your children should be in there.
而那一种的关系呢，我们就应当要不让儿女去参与，就是不让，就是说，你说哎呀，公开到一个什么程度，什么都要让儿女看，我不是这个意思。
So You understand that in that relationship, you would not let your children see or participate. So we are not talking that to be opened up to that point.
但是今天我们吝啬到一个地步，连我们夫妇之间手拉着手，或者我们拥抱在一起，这些我们都不愿意让儿女感觉到父母亲的相爱。
But yet somehow we are on the other extreme that we won't even let our children see us holding hands or hugging each other.
史奇生牧师，纽约的史奇生牧师，他们结婚25周年的时候
，There's a pastor in New York.
史牧师已经去世了哈，已经回到主那里去了。那么他呢，在25周年的时候，他们的儿女写了一张卡片送给他们夫妇。
This is Reverend Shi. He had already passed away, but during their 25th anniversary, their daughter had written them a card.
里面写一句话，这是迪莱女士，就是师母说的。她说里面一句话，他们两个很受感动。他们说：“爸爸妈妈，谢谢你们两个人这25年的相爱。”
They said that this is written by Mrs. Shi Shi that this daughter said, "Thank you, mom and dad, for these 25 years of showing love to each other."
你不要因为一时之小不忍就乱了大谋啊！就是说，你不要因为两个人的不能忍。而使你儿女一生的个性的塑造成为牺牲品。
So let us not let these little squabbles affect the life of our children.
这是我们心里面非常强烈的负担。我们觉得很多时候我们夫妇一下忘了就吵起来，就牺牲你的儿女。你到后来收成的时候，或者看见那个结果的时候，你那个时候后悔已经来不及。
I feel very heavy and very burdened about this point that, you know, when we do that, just because one little moment of impatience, the effect is really big on our children.
第三个这个吵架十诫的第三诫。
In the third commandment in this argument.
不要在对方气头上吵。
Don't argue when the other side is so mad.
很多时候我们会故意制造吵架的气氛再来吵架。
Sometimes we want to create this atmosphere of argument before we will argue.
很多时候我们偏偏在对方在气这个在烧的时候再来浇油。
A lot of times we just pour
oil
over this hot fire.
在我们教会里面有一对夫妇。
There's a couple in our church.
我对他们责任，感觉很，负担很重。
I feel very burdened for them.
因为这个男的在还没有结婚的时候。
Because this man, before he was married.
他来找我。
He came and see me.
我那时候做了一件大概不太智慧的事情。
I guess at that time I had done something that was not very wise.
所以一直很后悔，一直也很担心。
So I have been a little bit worried about it and.
所以从那个时候以后，我就不再做这种不智慧的事情。
So from then on, I had not done that kind of unwise things.
所以说那个时候做了没有办法，就要承担这个后果，所以我一直觉得我有责任。
So since I already done that, so I felt like I have to be responsible for some of the consequences.
他来找我拿了两张相片给我看。
He came and let me look at two pictures.
然后他就介绍这个女的叫什么名字，她在哪里，怎么干什么，她做什么什么什么什么什么。
So he told me all about this picture of this girl and everything about her.
然后那个女的叫什么名字，什么什么什么做什么，就给我看。
And then the other picture is also another girl of all about her too.
不，李牧师，我不知道选哪一个。
He said, "This is a pastor. I do not know who to pick."
你帮助我，让我决定一下，我应当选什么。
Please help me choose one.
我竟然那么笨，替他做了决定。
I don't know how I did it. I helped him actually.
结果他也那么笨，听我的话。
And he was foolish enough to listen to me.
后来他们就结婚了。
And so they got married.
所以我一直很担心他们夫妇之间出问题。
So I have been worried that they might have some problems.
到时候他来找我怎么办？
And then if that time comes, if he comes to see me,
都是你牧师惹的祸。
It's all your fault.
你看另外那个人现在嫁给他多好，你看多好。
See, look at the other girl. She has married somebody else and is such a good marriage.
很多时候很奇怪哈，总是觉得别人太太好，自己太太不好，都不知道为什么。
Strangely, we often find the other people's mate is much better.
我有个好朋友，现在在台湾是一个很大的教会的牧师，叫他的名字叫周神柱。
I have a very good friend in that is a preacher now in Taiwan. It's a Reverend Chow.
我们他比我低几年，可以说我们一起长大，在校园团契一起长大。
We have grown up together in the campus fellowship.
所以我们非常关心他的婚姻的这个生活。
So we are very concerned with his marriage life.
每一次要跟他介绍女朋友，他就骂我神经病。
Every time we want to introduce someone to her, that you know he would just not like it.
后来我就问他，你为什么骂我神经病
？He said, "Why are you yelling at me?"
他说，你还好意思介绍我太太。介绍我要结婚。
He said, "How would you dare to introduce someone and let me get married?"
我说我关心你啊。
He said, "Well, I'm concerned about you."
嚯，你好大，他就说你还那么胆子那么大。他说你胆子怎么那么大
？Well, how come you're so brave?
他说好不容易你闯闯去，我给你告。好太太就给你们娶走了，还在讲我。
All the good ones got married to you guys. It's already gone.
大家感谢主，后来神给他一个非常好的一个太太。
But praise God that God did give him a real good wife.
我从哪里讲到这个周牧师，这个跟这个没有关系。
It really doesn't have anything to do with this.
当这一对夫妻，我常常去看他的时候。
So this couple that I have gone often to see them.
我就很想知道到底他们幸福不幸福。
I really want to know whether this marriage is good or not.
所以我常常去看他们。有一天我就问这个太太，我说怎么样？你先生对你好不好
？So one day I asked the wife, "How is it? Was your husband nice to you?"
Yes and no. 啊，我说什么？
And she said yes and no, and I was wondering what was going on.
后来他就告诉我说，他们偶尔也会有一点点不愉快的时候。
She would say that while there are times that we're not very happy with each other.
到底我们两个人的认识还是不是很够深入
？And you know, our understanding of each other is really.
后来他讲一件事情给我听。
And she told me one thing.
他说我先生有的时候从办公室回来，我一看就知道他今天在办公室大概不太顺利。
There are some days that my husband came home from the office, and I know right away that he did not have a good day.
然后他回来什么人都不顺眼。
And so everything that he sees, everything he touches is not good.
就专门找我麻烦。
So he would create troubles for me.
又说小孩子的玩具没有收了。
He would, you know, complain about the toys of the children everywhere.
为什么今天煮的饭又比较硬了
？And why is the rice a little bit harder today?
他总是喜欢在豆腐里面挑一些骨头。
So he would just pick on me, little every little thing.
他说，那我就很紧张。我说，那你怎么办？
So I quickly asked, he said, "Then what did you do?"
他说：“你们是你放心了。
”He said, "Well, you can be relaxed."
我不跟他一般见识。
I don't think like he does.
那我说你很潇洒。
He said, "Well, that's pretty good of you."
他说：“潇不潇不知道，我觉得我很傻。他说老师告诉你啊，我的一个秘诀一直提醒我。
Well, I don't know whether I'm being good or being foolish, but there is one secret that I often remind myself.
当他这样发作的时候
，So every time when he blows up like this,
我就提醒我自己
，and I remind myself.
那不是他
，but that's not him.
就是说他那个时候不正常
，then he is in an abnormal stage.
所以我干什么要跟不正常的人也不正常呢
？So why should I be abnormal with this abnormal person?
所以他吵的时候，我就不应他。
So whenever he picks on me and pick up a fight, I just do not.
你看啊，吵架一个人吵不起来，对不对
？So you know that you know it takes more than one people to argue.
吵到最后觉得自己很无聊，在干什么
？Because after a while, it's just really boring.
后来我说不错不错，我说你这一招很厉害，我可不可以拿出来公开帮助其他的夫妻
？I said this is a really good good ways. Can I use and share with other people?
他说可以，没问题。李牧师这个没有专利，你可以用，你可以用。
I said this one is not patent, so you can use it.
但是他说故事没完，我的还有故事。
But yet her story is not the end yet, so we still have listen.
他说当时吃晚饭就很好啊，他去发作，那我不跟他吵。
So if he just blows up like this, so I did not argue with him.
他说等到晚上睡觉的时候。
But yet when the time for bedtime.
他已经气消了。
So the husband's already smooth off.
这下轮到我来
了。And now it is my turn.
然后她就跟她丈夫讲。
And so she would talk to her husband.
你晚上回来的时候干什么
？What happened when you came home tonight?
那丈夫已经没气了。
But yet the husband already forgot everything.
那太太过去了，你还跟我讲什么
？He said it's already been passed. Why are you still talking to me?
你过去，我没过去啊。
He said, "Well, it's passed for you, but it's not passed for me."
哇，那个时候就开始三娘教子了，就开始跟他的太太就开始跟他丈夫就讲起来。
And then that's the time she started her lecture.
他说我们还是解决问题，但是不在气头上解决问题。
So we are still trying to solve the problem, but we are not trying to solve it when one side is so mad.
第四。
Number four.
先给你们看一看。
What do you think of the pictures?
吵架的时候要注意一件事情。
When you are arguing, you need to remember one thing.
不要翻旧账。
Don't take up the past.
他们已经结婚已经那么老了还把1930因为这个明显不是太太嘛这是另外一个女人
See they are already so old been married so long and that is 1930s picture of obviously that is not her some other woman
弟兄姊妹很多时候我们的往事成为我们现在婚姻的阴影我们的过去的事情成为现在婚姻的阴影 shadow
A lot of times that we let the past be the shadow of our marriage
今天我们都有一些不